Keep the change, you filthy animal. Welcome, episode one of the Filthy Wagers podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, we are excited. Hope you're excited. It's our first podcast, so bear with us here. We're going to have a few segments, a couple picks for you. Just a little bit of our day-to-day life and the daily grind of sports betting. It's going to be me, Princer, and old Scotty D over here. Yeah, it's Scotty. Yeah, there he is. All right.
Going over some picks here.
Scotty's become a bit of an MLB wizard of late, picking all the first five unders. Yeah, so we're not going to be those snake oil sports bettors you see on Instagram posting Lamborghinis and Ferraris and charging you a mortgage payment to get a weekly pick. What else are we gonna do here? So, like we said, we'll have a few segments. What they are, we don't really know yet, but we do have one. It's gonna be the all day parlay, or what was it? Was it all day parlay or every day parlay?
Either one works.
All right. So, basically, we'll start off with 2 week one, let it ride until we hit 10, and we'll be feeding you college football picks, NFL picks, baseball, fuck, cricket, whatever we can get our hands on. If we got a play, we're going to use it. We'll start off with, you want to do some futures for the NFL Super Bowl win?
Yeah.
All right, what do you got for us?
Well, you start off here, I'm just...
All right, so I got a couple dice rolls, actually, four big dice rolls coming out of the NFC. We got the Denver Broncos. If they can get an ounce of offense out of old Shane Falco there. A little bit of a sleeper, Seattle up in the North Pacific there. Old Big Russ off a new contract. Looking like he can hook up with DK Metcalf there if he can stay healthy. It could be quite the duo. What else we got here? I'm looking for the Saints to, maybe not get that pass interference call and get into the big dance. So we'll take the Saints, the Broncos, Seattle, and Atlanta is my four-pack for the futures on the Super Bowl. What do you got for us? Anything?
Yeah, so I'm going to start off with my safety pick and then a few other sprinkles. So you're going to go heavy on this one. Kansas City Chiefs.
At 6-1, eh?
Pretty clear favorite. However, nice. They're running out of time to get it done, so I think this will be the year that they do that.
All right, I like it.
The secondary pick is Chicago Bears.
Da Bears.
Definitely improved since last year.
Bear da!
Stellar D, and definitely going to improve on the offense, so definitely going to put a little sprinkle on that. And I'm going to double stamp Corey's pick here on New Orleans.
New Orleans. All right.
I think that'll be your.
They're looking to. They were right there. So.
Yeah, exactly. I think that'll be.
That's a pretty
good battle
pretty
all year long. Pick. And
what are the Saints coming in at?
Saints are coming in at 12-1. Also.
Damn. 12-1. Like I said, we're no experts, so we're gonna catch heat. We're going to catch a cold. Just, ride with us, fade us, do whatever you want. Just enjoy this 15 to 20, 25 minutes of your life. What do you think? Wednesday, maybe Saturday?
Yeah, probably do Wednesday
at least twice
night.
A week.
Yeah, Wednesday night for all the early games, both college football and NFL. And Saturday or Sunday morning before the big show every week.
You betcha. All righty. Well, what else we got for segments? So the all-day parlay, we won't start that till the season gets going, but anything else we're going to...
I've got a couple more futures game totals for
NFL. Yeah, right. Game totals.
I was just trying to see the current line, if it's changed for the Baltimore over-under.
Look that up on Sportsline here. I think they've got... So they got some crazy ones. Crazy college ones, too. They had Oklahoma. I think it was like under 10 wins or something like that. I think the sports line put them at like 7. Something crazy like that. I think the back end of their season is pretty tough. But you never know.
As a staff, we have decided to get bigger.
I might be a little bit biased here because, unfortunately, I'm a Dolphins fan, but I think that they can win.
Dolphins?
Game total's 5. I think, worst case, you're looking at a push, but probably squeeze out 6 wins.
6 wins.
We're going against Corey's sleeper Super Bowl pick, Denver Broncos. I don't think they have what it takes on offense.
No.
Tough division. And I think they're top 5, if not top 10, for hardest schedules
this season. What are they coming in for game totals?
7.
So you're going to take the under on that, eh?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so.
All right. Well, I think I'm going to go with the Dallas Cowboys not getting 9 wins. You can lock in a miserable 6-7 win season for Dallas, I think. So we'll go under 9. So and
you thinking the Eagles will dominate that division? Yeah, Washington or the Giants can't be.
No. Definitely the Eagles. But then this one's an absolute steal. The Cleveland Browns coming in over 7 wins.
That line moved to 9.
Oh, did it move to 9?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's tough. Then.
Yeah.
That's tough.
That's
right on the money.
Would have been putting the house on that.
That's right on the money. Right on the money. I think we can go ahead and lock the Bears in for over 9 wins.
Yeah.
Take that.
That's what I'm thinking. 12 wins last year. They've only got better.
Even a 10-6 season gets you where you want to be. So we'll go over 9. All right.
No, we're going to have Dolphins at 4.5, so that 5 is actually going to get you a win.
Perfect.
Yeah.
There we go.
Glad we didn't lock any of these in yet.
All right. Anything else for future or no?
Jags over 8.
Jags over 8. All
that's
right.
Just a slow toe in the water on that one. Another team that I thought would have been right up there last year.
Josh Allen, kid, they got unbelievable. Their D-line might be the best in the league this year.
So I think expect some good things coming out of there. So, you know, that might even be worth a little Super Bowl sprinkle too.
All right, let's add them up. Jacksonville on the future.
What are they coming in at?
You know what I'm taking them? That's the one inner fan coming out.
Yeah.
Probably get good odds, I would say.
Oh, yeah. Bodog.
Yes, every episode.
40-1.
40-1.
Yeah, so if you're definitely betting online, I would look at that. Because all the other ones, we got a 25-1, 25-1, 33, and 28.
Yes, as Pat says, we will be very vitamined up doing these podcasts. As we are now, currently watching Hard Knocks. Antonio Brown somehow squeezed out an episode talking about a helmet. I don't know how I feel about this season. This season of Hard Knocks, anyway. Anyway, so is that it for futures? We'll lock them in and we'll recap them?
Yeah, I would say so.
All right. So our Super Bowl futures, we've got Jacksonville coming in at 40-1. It's probably the biggest money value bet on that.
Mm-hmm.
Broncos, what were they coming in at?
Broncos.
They must be. They're probably pretty damn close to that, too.
66-1.
Oh, even better. All right. Broncos 66-1. Atlanta. We've got the Falcons.
Lock that in. Coming in at 33-1.
All right. Saints in Seattle. All right. One, that's all we got left.
Saints.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. A little five pack for you.
Seattle's 33.
Not bad, not bad. Let's get after it here. All right, so just to go over that, Jacksonville, Broncos, Atlanta, New Orleans, Seattle, five-pack, Super Bowl. Lock it in. You're going to win. Can't promise you that, but
we're
hoping. We're hoping.
Take none.
We're hoping. All right, so now for the over-under on game totals.
Yeah.
Recap. We have
Miami over 4.5 wins.
Yeah.
Denver.
7?
I think it was 7. I just wanted to.
Yeah, 7.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, over 7.
Denver over 7. Yeah.
Or under 7. Sorry, I'm going under 7. Under it was 7. Against
okay,
yours.
Yeah, you're right.
Jags over 8.
Yeah.
And I mean, I had a couple other ones highlighted.
Yeah.
Texans 8.5 was I wanted to look into that a little bit more, and then
I think
San Fran under 8.
You got to take that as the over, and especially with the Colts now with no luck.
Yeah. So I wrote all this down before that.
Yeah.
So that might be
because and the Titans are dog shit too.
Yeah, I think Titans.
Titans are dog shit. They're only. Other maybe competition is an unproven Jacksonville right now.
Which we do like.
Yes. A little biased, but I think you could probably go ahead if it's a two-dog fight in the AFC South. So I think that 8.5 is probably pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll be playing.
Texans are actually, they've dropped to 8 somehow.
Well, Lamar Miller, I think, tore his ACL, but yeah. Running backs are a dime a dozen. But, okay, so we got the Texans 8.5 over. Chicago, lock that in for over 9 wins. Dallas, we're going under 9 wins.
Yep.
And I think that's it. I think we've covered that all. Yeah, so next couple episodes, we'll be adding a few things here or there. Watching some of the games, seeing how we do. Let us know. We got. You can hit us up at theboys@filthywagers.com. Chirp us. Do whatever you got to do. ask us for picks. We'll be happy to send them to you. What else we got? We're on Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter
handle. What is our Twitter?
Just Filthy Wagers.
Twitter handle at Filthy Wagers. Look for picks coming probably daily.
Just getting going right now, so
yeah, you can follow us at Filthy Wagers. We will be posting daily picks for free.
Also, you can find the futures up there as well.
Futures will be posted. Let's go. Can't wait for this goddamn season. All right. Well, I think that's a wrap. Have a great day and a better evening watching all the games.
We'll catch you Saturday or Sunday morning.